here, didn't you?
Yeah.
Everything's
good. Shorty has
to thank you. Thank you.
Sorry.
Yeah, I think that'll be a good
question.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Sorry about the dinner
there. Oh, that's okay.
Have a lot of parents.
Yeah.
Okay. We are here to hear what you wanted to say.
Yeah. We got your letter and was extremely surprised and disappointed to receive something like that after our meeting. So
it wasn't exactly the follow-up that I was expecting about Harrison. I thought the follow-up would be something about based on what we're doing. Like, we're trying to figure out what is going on with him. And as the pieces get filled in, then we can see where some gaps remain. And so we're working hard and, you know, finding the right specialist, spending a lot of money. So I thought it was going to say something like, based on our meeting, Harrison needs to get evaluated for ADHD based on Jan's car's recommendations, which made sense to me because I guess, and I talked to different people about this, Cleata Shoemate, I said, I didn't realize that Harrison could be a candidate for ADHD because I'm with him all the time. I see him all mm-hmm. the time. That's just his personality. That's his behavior. But when I go back and think about his behavior based on what you put in that letter and based on what Carol Carter said, that he works very well when he's focused. And his teacher said, when he's focused, he works really hard, he works very well. So I thought I was going to have something to do with that. Like, he'll have a probation year, and we'll see where he goes with his meds if he got diagnosed for that. So we had set up an appointment with Dr. Sumner, Jennifer Sumner, and she's very highly recommended. And the appointment wasn't until September. But I said, I very much want to get him in. I want to see what's going on. I'm anxious to know what's going on. So they called us 5 minutes before. You know, 10 people ahead of us on the waiting list couldn't come in, and we live 5 minutes away. So drove there, got him in for pre-evaluation. She's evaluating him. She says he has combination type ADHD. So he has inattentiveness, impulsivity, and just a little impulsivity. What's the other one? Oh, hyperactivity. So it's going to make it very hard for him to focus. And when I was talking with her, she was saying that he does have anxiety. Yeah, he does have anxiety. I said, yeah, I see him at school. He gets upset really. I said, my concerns are he gets upset at school really easily. I mean, he has good times too. He's not upset every day, but she said that's because of his brain is moving so fast, he skips over the social skills that he's learned and goes straight to emotions. And she goes, but if we tune it back with the medication, mm-hmm. he should be able to focus in on what he needs to do. He should be able to sit. He will actually take in more material, you know, because he brings home, I see him when he's working calmly, with me, like we're in ballet doing homework all the time after school waiting for Adina. Mm-hmm. He works very well. He works the math out his way, and then he shows his work the Saxon way, and it comes out right. I'm like, check your work. So I'm advocating for him to have a true probation year because I think the medication and what we're doing as we fill in the pieces is going to work. The doctor seems convinced that he's a perfect candidate for us to get him on some sort of routine and also put him in some occupational therapy. She said that his grades, if he has A's and B's now, that he should be, it should be really easy for
That's
him.
That's pretty amazing to have ADHD and making A's and B's. Mm-hmm. He's truly gifted.
So he's having a hard time, and I said, she goes, well, how does he describe his day for you? I said, he describes it, stayed on green, got a red card, or I was on personal best today, or he admits what happens when I pick him up. And she goes, that's because his behavior is such a factor in his mind, he can't control his behavior, that it's affecting how he feels about himself. So, so I thought the follow-up would say something about what Jan Carr said, do this, not, he will be immediately expelled from school because he is a kid and he's going to mess up, I'm sure, at some point. It's hard for him to, you know, navigate the world, but once he's maturing, I mean, this is the last year that he would be, like, crying. I mean, it's normal to cry when you're in eighth grade. There's kids upstairs who cry in sixth grade crying about math. They can't do the math. They're crying. Harrison doesn't feel like he can't do it. He feels like he can do it. He just, his mind can't make him let him do it. Does this make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And really, it's the reason we were willing to work with him for this coming year was because we felt like that with Jan Carr working with him, with you all working with him, that would be the most optimum situation, that it would give him a real chance. I think also Mrs. Morgan will be very good. She has a token economy, and I think that may motivate him also, in addition to all these other things.
Is that her teacher next year?
Yes, okay. That'll be his teacher for next year. And I think those things will really work for him. We looked at the possibility of making it, you know, half a year, and then we thought, no, that's just not, you know, not enough time. And so we thought, okay, we feel comfortable enough to give him a full year. But our belief is, and you know, they're dealing with all of these other issues, but our belief is that our school, upper school, is so challenging that it would just bring additional stress to Harrison that would not be beneficial to him at all, and that there are so many other wonderful places, you know, that he could go. And honestly, our curriculum is set up so that
he's making A's and B's right now. I don't know why you're even saying any of this right now. I'm sorry, Pat, but he's making A's and B's with ADHD, so he's not challenged with the work.
The doctor said that his if hit assignment he doesn't follow through, it's not due to lack of knowledge. It is due to him thinking about his behavior and focusing issues. So, you know, I work with the kids in upper school. Harrison's on benchmark with things that he needs to be able to do. I don't see how he wouldn't continue to grow in second grade with the teachers he has. I mean, I'm just comparing him to Adina. I mean, Adina has grown.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Every year, gotten more stronger and stronger, and she's a weaker student than Harrison is.
So Harrison's making better grades now than Adina was back then.
Well, I just know the difference between the two. I had both of them, and I saw lots and lots of promises with Adina. And with Harrison, yes, I know a lot of his anxiety. I know that is a problem. But it still comes down to the point where we have to make a judgment about whether we think this is in the best interest of the school for him to go after this 1 year probation time. And that's where I think we differ as to, you know,
Well, we certainly want to look at it at the end of the year as well, and I don't really have a problem with that. But you know, we do have to consider that he is going to be on probably going to be on some medication, and there are different medications, and we are going to have to try and find the right kind of medication.
Sure.
So there, I mean, I don't have any experience in ADHD, so
I
walk around the school, and I'm guessing about, I mean, a very large percentage has ADHD.
Well,
there are a lot of kids that are a lot hyper than
but
Harrison.
We don't see the kind of issues, the prevailing issues from every specialty teacher having particular issues
Harrison. I'm glad you brought that up. I'm curious, why was I never notified by the specialty teachers or any of you this entire year? I got one email from Ms. Hamby, but I wasn't notified about one thing.
Others, yeah.
Why was I not notified?
Usually,
I didn't get it through RenWeb or anything.
Usually the teachers try to handle it themselves.
Yeah, which is good,
You know, unless it's something that they really feel like that they need to bring to you. They would rather have it handled in the classroom or with the classroom teacher. Sometimes our specialty teachers, I think, are so busy that unless it's, you know, some really egregious thing that has been a tremendous problem, then it, you know, it doesn't come up. But
I mean, I've been very proactive. I told Regina, I want to know everything because I want to be proactive with this and see if we can get this fixed. And so that's why I was kind of disappointed find out that I was never notified by administration or specialty teachers the entire year when I'm wanting to know this information. So, you know, if there's something I can do. I mean, the first semester he had a good semester. I don't think he was on personal best quite a bit. It wasn't really until second semester, I think, that a lot of this started coming up. And it's hard for us because he's on his allergy medication, which even enhances those problems. And then, you know, some of these, he gets angry a little bit more, and, you know, we noticed that. And I even asked, I don't remember what it was. I did email Regina one time asking, do you think Harrison has ADD? I never heard back, but, I mean, do you all know the signs of ADHD?
We do. Mm-hmm. We do. We don't like to jump to conclusions.
I don't have a lot of, you know, so I did a Google search and to see different websites about, you know, I just typed in signs of ADHD.
Yeah.
And so I'm reading through these things. And I'm like, Harrison.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I mean, it makes sense that it's ADHD.
It would have been nice to, I'm not his teacher, if I had known a year ago that he could be possibly ADHD, go and take him and get him tested this past year, could have been a different year, and we would not be in this situation.
That's hard. It's hard to know whether we would or not. I mean, it's, you know, they're young kids. Again, we try not to jump to conclusions.
Well, no, but I mean, I would have no problem with one of you coming to me at some point in the year saying, you might want to get Harrison tested for ADHD. I would have been like, okay. And I even talked to Clietta about this a couple of weeks ago, or a week ago. And she said, I didn't ask her. She just said, yeah, it's hard to tell if a kid has ADHD at home versus school. You're going to find a lot more of those characteristics coming out at school. Said, yeah, I think I agree with that because, I mean, we see an active little boy, but, but when hearing some of these things during our meeting, which I think meetings are great because you learn and, you know, and you find, you try to solve problems with meetings. And so, you know, it all makes sense to me, and that's why I was just so disappointed receiving your letter saying that Harrison, if he messes up one more time, that he's kicked out of school. And I said, but we just had a meeting about this, and we're very proactive, and I even said, you know, Jan Carr said, well, there's this person you can get Harrison tested. I said, Cheryl, make an appointment today, please. So I mean, we were really proactive in this, and to receive that letter was just really, really disappointing. It's like we're trying our best, and people aren't fixed overnight. And it, you know, it takes time. You know, I mean.
And again, that's why we were willing to give a year for it.
Yes, you said a year, but you, I don't know if you remember writing the sentence, but you said if he messes up one time, he's kicked out of school.
Well, I'm sure we would be.
I mean,
take that into consideration. You know, because
how many times are really you going to mess up this next year? How many times am I going to? I mean, everybody messes up with something.
And for you to know that we won't continue to try to overlook the things that have caused him.
But again, this entire, and I'm not trying to be negative, I'm just, I like to solve problems. The entire year, I never heard from all three of you. Not one of you. Not one time.
I think. Well, we thought Regina was handling, and of course you can look on RenWeb and get the information, but information about when he had problems.
I stayed in touch with Regina. It wasn't until much later that he started having more of these anger issues. But I mean, if you're thinking of kicking a kid out of school, I think it'd be fair for administration to notify that parent way before you say he's going to get kicked out. I mean, you could say something like, you know, we see potential. Maybe there's something wrong. He may have they may have ADHD. Yeah. They may have this dyslexia. They may have this problem or that problem. Yeah. Instead of just bam, getting a letter in the mail saying, you know, he has one more chance.
Yeah.
I mean,
I can understand that. Yeah. Okay. I can definitely understand.
Thank you. Thank
that.
You. Because we, really, you know, can. We really like the school. We love TU. I mean, some of my family has gone here, friends. I have, you know, we like TU, and you know, we want everything to be positive in our lives. And that's, you know,
I'm trying to say. Do you want to finish your thought? Go ahead.
Well, I've lost it now, so go ahead.
Yes. Is that, you know, as a professional working here, I tell parents all the time, I'm not a doctor, but I see these issues coming up with your kid. You may want to seek, talk to this person. I have cards and stuff. I don't know. It's up to you, but these are the things I see. And they don't do it. And their kid has the same problems the next year. Mm-hmm. And they continue going through our school, causing problems. We are trying to fix him. The doctor said that he will get substantially better.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's unfair to say, to not look at his grades at the end of next year. If he's doing well, he's improved, to just let him continue on. I mean, one of the reasons why we stay here in Tulsa is for this school. We want our kids to continue through.
Mm-hmm.
We're thinking about moving to Nashville to be with my brother and sister-in-law, or sister and brother-in-law,
mm-hmm.
I feel like, vice versa. I mean,
we just feel like we're treated poorly.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sorry.
Sorry. Especially since we think highly of you. Yeah. And
it's a difficult situation.
It really is very difficult. And
To me, it's just a situation. My gosh, there's so many problems in life. You just have to deal with them and try and fix them. And, I mean, I think it becomes difficult if the parents aren't being proactive and, you know, stuff like that. But, I mean, you know, we're on top of it. You know, I think it becomes a difficult situation when, you know, if he still has these problems at the end of the year, which I don't think he's going to because, you know, the medicine should fix them.
I understand what you're saying, and I mean to say that our upper school is too demanding. It's too demanding for 90 to 95% of the students in the universe. It's a gifted program. It's a very demanding, deliberately demanding program. We do not feel like at this time we can make any more commitment than the letter. And I am very sorry, but I do not feel like we can give any more commitment than this year. We did that because we like Harrison, we like your family. We would love to see him make really huge leaps. There are so many schools where he would be a shining star. There's things like Kumon, things that don't work well with him. And I think there are other schools that
have you not listened to one word we've said today? I don't understand. You're saying the same thing over and over again. He's going to be on medication. That's going to help that situation. But you keep going back to the same thing, saying that he needs to go to another school. Yet we're saying he has ADHD. We now know this.
Yes.
We were not notified by one teacher or administration that he possibly... I think you guys should probably know the signs of ADHD.
We do.
But you... Why didn't you tell me?
We're not quick to judge.
Why did you not tell me this entire year? You didn't tell me.
I was expecting the classroom teacher to give you the information.
Do they know the ADHD?
Like,
Do the teachers know the signs? I mean, I think all teachers should know signs of ADHD, and I think administration should know the signs of ADHD and help the parents and not try to kick a kid out of school. I'm just wondering how many kids you've kicked out of school that had ADHD. And they could have been fixed with some medication or something.
Sometimes it's just as hard for parents to hear, we think your child might have ADHD, as it is to hear this. I mean, parents get equally as upset, so it's parents don't like to hear it either.
And
I would have been.
You got very, very upset when Mrs. Carter and I talked to you at the end of kindergarten. Very, very upset. And I thought, I'm not going with you trying to tell you anything. And I thought, you can look and see, you know, how the year goes along.
Right. And deal with a different teacher
and not have to deal with us.
Right.
Because it was very, very unpleasant and very intimidating.
So the last year was the issue was that he may not be able to do the work.
Well,
so
he wasn't willing to.
But he can do the work. And so, again, we're proactive. We're like, okay, well, let's try and fix this. That's why he's been with Jan Carr the entire year.
You told us that he might have dyslexia.
Yeah, and we haven't tested.
So we took him to get him tested for dyslexia. And Cleata said, I don't see any of that.
And he's too young to get tested, typically too young.
So I said, okay, so what should we do? She gave him IQ tests. His IQ tests were high. And I said, okay, well, I guess we'll stick with U School and see where this goes. We put him in with learning development and behavioral. Jan Carr's a combination type of different kinds of therapy. And he's been going to her this year but... I don't know.
Well,
I'm just floored. I've gone around and I'm just very upset.
But you keep going back to like he could be at a different school. I mean, I'd rather hear from you that I'm glad you're being proactive in this, and I hope Harrison does well. And what can you do to help Harrison? I mean, has the school tried to help Harrison? I mean, this is a private school. Are there any counselors on staff here? I mean, public schools have counselors?
No, we don't have counselors. We don't have counselors. But every teacher that he has worked with him individually.
Well, but are they professional with, like, you know... We're just now finding that he has ADHD. And, again, you know, we were not notified
about this. That's not for us to make, you know, diagnosis.
Well, it's not a diagnosis. It's like here are some signs. These are signs of ADHD. I mean, you can find it online. You know, here they are, and you can simply say, you know, here are some of the issues that Harrison has. You might want to look into this. And I would have been like, thank you. great. I will get him tested. Let's do that. But he is truly gifted. Do you think he's gifted?
His teachers have said he is extremely bright, and Regina and them did not say you should think about maybe a different school, or he belongs at a different school. Nobody has ever said that.
That would not be for them to say.
Well, we asked.
Well, do you think Harrison is gifted?
I think he has some challenges. I don't know what he will be like when he doesn't. That's a big phrase.
What about all the tests that Jan Carr went over in the last meeting? And she gave you some of the tests. That was very impressive. I knew she did something, but I mean,
yes.
She's a professional. She's probably the best in town. And that's why I was extremely surprised to get that letter after the meeting with Jan Carr. She gave you so much information.
Yes. And it did give us some hope that if we gave him one more year here, that because of anxiety, doing it here one more year would let him be ready to go and do just about any other school. But I feel, and we have determined, that this school, the upper school, is just too demanding. And so what we offered in the letter is what we are offering, and it's up to you to take it or not.
How many kids in his class received the same letter?
None.
None?
None.
Okay. There are kids in his class that have a lot of the twins. What are those, the twins? They're very active. Mm-hmm. There's like, I don't know, four or five other kids that have some of the same issues. Why is Harrison being...
Not the same issues that Harrison
has. What's the difference? But you're saying challenged... what's the difference? What makes Harrison so much different?
The work is harder for him than it is for those other kids. They make better grades than he does.
Well, he's making A's and B's.
And that's because he can't focus.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I keep trying to say.
And what I'm saying to you is, we will give him one more year if that's what you choose.
Well, we're definitely going to do the 1 year, but, you know, I think you need to be fair. If he's made progress, like, he's not quite there yet, but he's made a lot of progress. Don't you think that's fair, too?
I expect that he will make a lot of progress.
Yeah.
I expect that he will. I will not recommend him for going to the upper school.
If?
I will not.
If
I
what?
I want him to have this year of development here if you want it. But I believe strongly that this curriculum is too demanding for him. This is an educational opinion.
He's making A's and B's. If he's making C's and D's or something, or all C's, I can understand that. But I guess I'm not understanding what you're saying about the learning and grades and what he's making A's and B's right now.
It becomes harder and harder every year. Down here, the grades are pretty.
So what?
Solid.
Okay, so we're going to look at grades, right? The main thing, we're going to look at grades at the end of the year.
No, I think the main thing is behavior, as much as or more than
it's
grades.
Is.
We should look at everything. Mm-hmm. But you know, let's say we're trying out the medications. We're doing he's going to have some issues. It's just going to be there, but we're trying to get him, you know, on the right track. At the end of the year, I think it'd be fair to look at him and go, okay, grades are good. His behavior has improved a lot. It's not perfect, but it's improved a lot.
Because I see.
Or do you think that's okay?
I see kids in his class crying. I go down there to check on him, give him a snack. There's kids in there crying uncontrollably. There's kids slapping kids on the back and hitting each other. I see that behavior from his classmates.
Jeff, I mean, just like even from those twins, Jeff teaches Harrison bad words. He said bullshit the other day, and I was like, where'd you learn that? He said, Jeff. And this has happened before, too. Ren calls, and I'm not trying to pick on kids, but it's like, you know, like Ren has told Adina that Harrison's dumb. And I mean, and Harrison tells me all kinds of stuff about different things that kids do in the class.
Yeah.
And so those things happen. I mean, every, you know, a lot of kids in this class have problems, too. But it seems like you're picking on Harrison for some reason.
Harrison is...
I don't think the other kids are having the emotional outbursts in all the different classes that we've seen.
Okay, so back to my question. So let's say his grades are good and his behavior has improved a lot.
I am telling you, the letter that we gave you is what we are willing to do.
No, I know, but please answer my question. If his grades are good and his behavior has improved a lot,
he will be able to go to any school in town that you want him.
Well,
I'm
talking about here.
No, we are going to give him, just as we said in this letter, we will give him this coming year if you wish to have him here.
He has a disability. Why are you not wanting to give a kid with a disability a chance? Do you have any empathy for him at all? That he has a problem?
We do.
It doesn't sound like that you have any empathy.
I know. I know that it sounds that way to you.
But you're not looking, you're only making your decision based on this time. You're not thinking about the future.
I am thinking about the future.
No, you're not.
You're being very unfair right now.
Well, I'm sorry.
I can't believe that if his behavior improves a lot and he has the grades, that you still want him to leave U School.
Just as I wrote you in the letter, I think that it is, and this is an educational guess, is that this is too demanding.
But he's making A's and B's. Again, it goes back to the same thing. He's already making the grades.
There are kids in the upper grades who have C's and D's, and they continue to go to school here.
They don't cause the problems that Harrison has caused.
We're fixing his problems.
Well, we don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? What don't you know?
Can you fix him? I mean, we don't know the future. Neither of us know the future. We expect that he...
Yes, but we're consulting with professionals.
Right.
We just got him diagnosed with ADHD, and we're trying to fix him. And you're not budging at all, like saying, oh, that's great. Maybe, yeah, I mean, you're still trying to kick him out of school. You're doing your best to kick him out of school. That's really...
I am very sorry.
I feel like this is very embarrassing because... In the Jewish community, we have touted U School. People are surprised that we go to this school. We've gotten other Jewish people to come to this school. University School has a very bad reputation in the Jewish community. Rabbi Fitzman tells people, do not go to that school. It is a bad school. They kick kids out. All we've done is gone around and say, yeah, I'm a teacher at the school. Adina's gone there. Harrison goes there. And they're like, really? I'm like, yeah. And then we've gotten people to come to this school because we are a family that goes to this school that they respect. And now it's happening to us. I feel very foolish that I went around and said that this was a good school.
I am very sorry. I am very sorry.
I'm just stunned. I'm just absolutely stunned that you could care less that Harrison has a disability and that we're trying to fix this problem.
No, I don't care less.
You've not said anything positive the entire meeting.
I just don't feel that this is the place for Harrison for upper school. We are willing to give him the 1 year because I think it will help him But of course, that's up to you. If you all feel as hostile as you do, it's probably better for him not to be.
I'm not feeling hostile. I'm feeling disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That I have, you know, that I know what it takes to be in the upper school. I know Harrison. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to take professional recommendation. I mean, as teachers might say, he'll be fine. He's met all these benchmarks. His behavior has improved dramatically. I don't see why he couldn't go on to third grade. I've had other kids in third grade that didn't belong here. They continue on. They grow. Bad grades? Yeah. Behavior problems? Yeah. We have them upstairs. I don't see why you won't work with Harrison when we're being so proactive to get him on the right track. He makes leaps and bounds every year. People tell us that. He's improved dramatically. His behavior's gotten better.
I can only tell you what I have told you, and I don't.
Yes, but you're not taking into consideration other professional recommendations.
We are. The only reason that we are giving him the year, the reason that we didn't just send a letter and say Harrison will not.
Well, you hadn't given us a probation time anyway.
You haven't contacted me the entire year.
Yeah.
Don't you think you should have?
We had such a bad experience with when Mrs. Carter and I talked with you
about.
It wasn't a bad experience. I've had worse. That was not bad.
Well, I'm sorry that you have, because I have not. And so I had Mrs. Ritchie. I told her. I checked with her to see how things were going. I did a lot of observing myself. And I expect that this year, if you decide to have him here for this coming year, that he will make a lot of improvement.
Yeah.
I think you will see a lot of improvement. I still think that upper school is too demanding for him, and it is not an option for him to be here for upper school. It is for him to be here. This gives you a year to look at the wonderful schools that there are in this town that would be much, much better suited for him than this school. And I am so sorry. I am.
It's very, very interesting that you don't even take ADHD into consideration. Something that needs to be fixed,
we
and that we're trying to fix
him. Consideration. It's the reason we will give him the year, is so that he will have that chance.
That's not the reason, because you didn't know he had ADHD until a few minutes ago.
We knew he had problems. We knew he had problems. I'm not diagnosing anything.
But the problem can be fixed.
We
didn't know what was going on. Now we know it's taken us this long to find out what the problem is. Mm-hmm. You know, I wish it didn't take this long. I wish we would have known, back when we had the meeting with Mrs. Carter. I mean, I wish you knew the signs of ADHD. I wish Mrs. Carter knew the signs of ADHD. You know, you guys see this in class. If you would have told me he has some signs of ADHD, we could have had him tested a year ago and maybe not had any of these problems this year. But we weren't told anything. I really, truly think you all should learn the signs of ADHD.
Usually what
parents.
We say is something more general, like you should have some evaluation or some testing done, and we'll leave that suggestion to the professionals, like Jan Carr, for instance. Because it could be a variety of different things. It could be anything.
We are not here to make
diagnosis.
We expect parents.
Well, the only thing he told us is that he may have dyslexia, and we went and had him tested for that. And then there's some focus on the schoolwork. But I mean, there are specific signs of ADHD.
I mean, you guys were observing him all year.
Yeah.
I would have liked a recommendation.
I mean, it sounds like you're just there to find the flaws instead of helping him. I mean,
I'm sorry that you see it that way. I'm sorry. I really don't see that we're getting anywhere. I don't know whether you will sign the letter to have him be here. If you don't, then then you'll have to find another school right away.
Well, I don't mind signing a letter, but I don't want that one thing if he messes up one time.
Okay, that we don't have to have one time in there. That,
yeah. I consulted with other professionals, and they said that was unethical because he's a child who has a list of problems that they just listed right here. Why would they do that to someone?
Because we can make, in our judgment, what we feel is right. The best decision for our school.
Can you put something in there, too, please, that we are being proactive and that we just found out that he had ADHD? I think it's fair if we're going to have an agreement. It should be an agreement. Just something in there. You can write it with your pen if you want, or retype it and send it to me.
All right, so was this the problem? If at any time during the one-year period Harrison has issues, he will have to leave the school immediately?
Yes.
Yes, and it's not just us. It's the doctors looked at it, and Cleata looked at it, and they thought that.
Do you have any problems with that? No. Sandra, do you have any problems with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They said it was unethical.
Well, I can't help that.
As a education professional who deals with children, unethical.
If you really think that, why would you want your child here?
That's what we're trying to make.
Well,
understand.
It's the school. I mean, we really like the teachers and the other teachers. We like the school.
I thought you would be able to understand what I'm trying to say.
Well, I thought you would be able to understand what we were trying to say, too.
So, yeah.
And you all are fine with me taking out that sentence. Okay. I don't even have a pen that works. Thank you. All right. What will we do if he has issues? Will we call you? Is that
that one? Is perfectly fine.
Okay.
Yeah. I have no problem if he's, you know, the medication is going to, we don't know what medication is. Please put on here that we've been proactive about Harrison and that we are trying to get him his
ADHD.
Put that
right either under your signature or here, wherever you wish.
And that we'll be monitoring his grades and his behavior. Can we have a little time and bring this back to you
sure.
Monday? Yeah, absolutely. Hello.